We are all, in various ways, self-seeking, lacking in wisdom, lacking in courage, afraid of death, afraid of pain, and we all think that's too bad. It's me that's wrong. And if only I could be the right person. Is this man going to tell me something that will help me to change myself so that I will be a more creative and cooperative member of the human race?
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life. Most people operate out of their personal history, out of their memory, things they've done, things they've experienced, things they've seen, things that they have observed. What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory.
There's nothing you can do about the past, but you can do a great deal about your future. You don't have to be the same person you were yesterday. You can make changes in your life. Absolutely startling changes in a fairly short period of time. You can make changes you can't even conceive of now if you give yourself a chance. Your abilities will grow. You have untapped talents and potential that you haven't even reached for yet. And as time goes on, you'll be able to reach deeper and deeper. The first thing you'll know, you'll be able to do things you never thought you could do. You'll be able to handle things you never thought you could handle. You'll have ideas that you've never had before.
Because let me tell you something right now and burn this into the core of your soul. There's always room for the best. There's always room for the best. And if you're prepared to become the best, you can become unstoppable. You can build something other people think is impossible. You can build something out from under a mountain of doubt.
The more you can create success rituals, processes, and systems, daily success rituals to activate your motivational centers, your emotional centers, and behaviors, the more you can create daily rituals of how you start a day, how you deal with stress during the day, how you plan your day, how you evaluate your day, how you follow through to the end of the day in a process that puts you in a cycle of success, the easier it becomes to achieve success and to make that the default mode of the brain.
So if you want to do something, if you've thought about something you want to do, take it head on. Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there, that you're going to get started right now. Do what you can, where you are with what you have, and never be satisfied. Always strive to be more than that which you are. Yeah, don't get satisfied with yourself. Always know that wherever you are, you can enjoy more, that you deserve more.
You have not, because you ask not. Now listen to me. A lot of the problems I was having is because what I was asking God for was the wrong stuff. I kept going to Him too small. God don't give you what you want. He give you what you believe. See, you've been blowing it. If you up your ask, He ups His gear. Lord, help me fix my car so I can make it to work. Why don't you ask God for a car that don't need fixing? Oh, you think that's too big for Him? So you don't ask this great God for big stuff, because you don't see how you can get it. See, the how-to is none of your business. Show me the scripture where he tells you to figure out how to do anything. He don't ask you to how-to nothing. If I was you, I'd try that. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting.
I believe that the struggle is a part of the process. People who get things without struggle don't appreciate them. It is the diligence and the fight to be relevant that creates the backdrop that when you get there, you appreciate what God has done. Light loses its relevance without darkness. Pain and struggling are a part of the process. The promise is not powerful if it is not painted on the backdrop of a problem.
There's times I felt like giving up. Everybody has a crossroad. If you haven't been at it, it's coming. You can either decide to continue or to quit. You're gonna always have that decision. See, I was so sick of being poor. My motivation was I was just exhausted from poverty. I was sick of living in my car. I was sick of not having money. And see, that's what people do. People quit when it's at their hardest moment. Somebody sent me a plaque one time that said, if you're going through hell, why stop there? Move, keep going. And I just could not see myself not being successful. Can I tell you something? If you really want to be successful, you gotta have a lot of dog in you. Because life ain't fair. Life is hard, man. It is not fair. But life ain't fair to nobody. You just gotta fight through, man. You gotta bite back sometimes. People's opinion of you is none of your business. I have lots of haters, but who are they though? They don't even know me. So I don't give them no energy. I just keep going through. But then I tell you something too. Haters motivate me. Because when they talking about me, that means I'm doing something. If you don't have any haters, you need to get some. Because if you have no haters, you ain't doing nothing, man. So one last piece to that. If you give up, you know exactly what's going to happen. Nothing. The reason God wakes you up in the morning is because he still has something for you. So as long as I wake up, I just look for it. I say, okay, God, what is it today? It might be a challenge, or it might be the win. But either way, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. And if I wake up tomorrow, that's a good sign that he ain't through with me yet.
Every struggle is making you stronger. Every difficulty is growing you up. Every painful time, even though you don't like it, it's developing something in you that can only be developed in the tough times. Don't complain about the pain. Without the pain, we couldn't reach the fullness of our destinies. The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. When I lost my father, I didn't come out like I was before. I was changed. You go through a divorce, a legal battle, a friend betrays you, eventually that will pass. You'll get through it, but you will be different. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out with a chip on your shoulder blaming God, or you can come out stronger with a greater confidence in God. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new competence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you.
Once you understand that the power center is right within you and you learn how to just use the tools a little bit better, we've got the most powerful 3-pound tool in the world with no user's manual. Right. And so, no user's manual. And so we teach people, here's the latest research. Here's how you can apply it to your life, be healthier, happier, make more money, get a better job, get a raise, start your business and do better by retraining your brain to be totally in aligned with your goals and dreams. And learning, how do I stay focused? How do I stay motivated? How do I stay on track? How do I develop the habits that will empower me? And how do I do the things that inspire me instead of the things that expire me?